This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. Hello.
Rachel, how can I help you?
Can you please tell out me your first name for me?
I've said this is Rachel. How can I help you 3 times now?
Sure. I have some concern regarding. Okay. R A C H E L. Last name initial. F is a Frank, perfect. And I'm calling from the provider's office, and I would like to check the claim status. And I have a multiple date of service for the same patient.
Okay, what is the member ID number?
Sure, the member ID number
is...
Mm-hmm.
What is the member ID number?
M4 Mike 231-354-88.
Okay, and the date of birth?
March 31, 1998.
Date of service and build amount.
Sure. The date of service I have is April 10, 2025 with a build amount of $300. You said
July 29.
Mm-hmm.
It was accepted.
Sorry, your voice is in and out.
The allowed amount for the member responsibility is 232.36.
Okay, so this is the allowed amount or patient responsibility?
It is the allowed amount and member responsibility.
Okay, so it's deductible or which one, like?
No, it's limited benefit plan. There is no deductible, no copay, no co-insurance. Member responsibility.
So $232.36 as a member responsibility, right?
Yes, need to bill that member.
Okay, and can you please send the EOB on our fax?
What is the fax number?
410-609-6506. And is there any paid amount?
No, there is no paid amount.
Okay, so $232.36, it will be, we need to collect from the patient, you said?
That is what you need to bill the member, yes.
Okay, so insurance didn't pay anything, right, for this claim? Okay, and please let me know whenever you are ready for taking the next date of service.
I'm ready.
April 24, 2025 with the billed amount $190.
July 29, it says it's 38.
So the allowed amount is $117.11.
That is the allowed amount, remember.
Okay, so the claim received on July 27, 2025 and the process on July 29, 2025. And the allowed amount as well as the patient responsibility is $117.11, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you please send the EOB for this one?
I will access it as well, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Can I assist you with anything else today?
Yeah, sure. One moment.
May I assist you with anything else today?
I'm so sorry. Can you please repeat it again for one more time? Okay. Are you ready for taking the next date of service and the billed amount?
I cannot put on hold. How else may I assist you?
Okay, but please let me know. Okay, it's March 20, 2025 with a bill amount of $190.
I don't have that claim on file.
Okay, no claim on file. And how about February 20, 2025? How about May 22nd, 2025?
I do not have that claim on file.
June 12th, 2025?
Okay, this is the last one I can assist with, but it's still the amount.
$250?
That was received on June 24 of 25, processed July 23. It was adjusted 55%. The allowed amount, the member responsibility, 111.68.
Okay, so for this patient, for every claim, insurance doesn't pay anything. We need to collect from the patient, right? And for this claim, we need to collect $111.68 from the patient.
Yes, correct.
Okay, can you please send the EOB on our fax for this one? Okay, and what's the code of us number for this call?
The member ID and today's date.
Member ID and today's date, perfect. And one more question, would it be able to connect me to the another representative for further date of service for this patient? Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for calling Member Services.
This call is being recorded.
Thank you for calling Member Services. All calls are recorded for quality assurance. Our hours of operation.